The Assembly met Sunday afternoon to vote on a public health alert, which is an advisory asking for residents and businesses to take measures to limit contact between community members and practice social distancing. The borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman, recommended this as a first step.
The reason that we are taking this step first is a lot of social distancing, a lot of good practices have been being displayed in the community. It's not 100%, that's for sure, but we're getting there. This is a reinforcement of those behaviors, and it is a good next step without being too heavy-handed in the application of the emergency ordinance that was just passed 2 days ago.
Things are changing rapidly. On Friday, the Assembly approved that emergency ordinance, giving the Assembly, manager, or incident commander for the borough the authority to impose a curfew or other restrictions to public conduct and freedoms. Assembly members on Friday talked about hoping not to have to implement such drastic restrictions. Here's Vice Mayor Jay Stanton Gregor during that meeting.
My sincere hope is that we won't need to implement any of the things outlined in this ordinance. I agree with pretty much everything the people in the letters wrote. I want us all to be going about our business as normal as possible right now. I thought the general manager of Hammer and Wecon spoke very well in his letter that people have been, by and large, extremely respectful of social distancing, extremely patient, the people at the store, extremely patient with one another, not impulse hoarding, you know. Simply put, from what I've seen in the community is that we all have this understanding that we are in this together no matter what. We're the community of Petersburg, and we're going to face whatever is coming. We're all going to do our best.
That emergency ordinance passed unanimously Friday. It's only effective for 60 days, but it does create $500 fines in case of a curfew, prohibition on public gatherings, business closures, or other mandated restrictions. Again, the borough has not yet reached the point of mandating that people stay at home. Cases in Alaska are climbing. As of the weekend, there had not been a positive case reported of COVID-19 in Petersburg, however. Dozens of community members over the weekend contacted the borough asking for a mandated stay-at-home order. Many are concerned that people are not taking the spread of the virus seriously and doing their part for social distancing. Petersburg Medical Center sent a letter of support for any measures the borough could take to reduce community spread. Assemblymember Bob Lynn was the only one who missed Sunday's meeting, but he wrote in against a mandated stay-at-home order. Others, however, sounded supportive of this as a first step and meeting again to vote on requiring to stay at home. Here's Mayor Mark Jensen.
Making it a mandate sounds like a lot. There's a lot more to it than what we're doing today, but I think this is a good start.
The health alert strongly urges people to shelter in place, limit their trips to stores, and practice good hygiene and social distancing. It also asks businesses that are not essential to close for 14 days or take other steps for limiting spread. It also urges 14-day self-isolation for anyone returning to the community from anywhere else. Mayor Jensen was hopeful that a future order from the borough would not limit isolated outdoor time.
One thing I would really hate to see is if a person couldn't jump in their car, go out the road, and go for a walk on a logging road, if they're with their, you know, significant other or family members, pets, just to be able to get out and you know, not be stuck in your house. So we need to be aware of that as we move forward, in my opinion.
Assembly members agreed to direct staff and the attorney to draft a stay-at-home mandate that could be voted on at a future meeting. All assembly members attended Sunday's meeting by phone. That's better social distancing than 2 days before, when 4 of the 7 called in. In addition to radio, newspaper, and online communication, the borough will be sending out mailers to post office boxes. And at the same time, assembly members urged community members to limit their trips to the post office where there are no restrictions on public hours or access. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.